This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Hey everybody, DeAndre Koch here for another quick hit. And I am coming to you today after literally landing last night as of this recording. So once you hear it, it's going to be just from a couple days past, but literally last night just got in from a 3-week trip through Southeast Asia. Tara and I went to multiple parts of Bali. We went to Singapore, and it was a very adventurous trip there and back. The majority of our flights, long haul, mid haul flights, were business class. We flew multiple airlines from Singapore Air, Vistara, British Airways. In business class, got to experience a lot of various business class configurations. I don't know the exact number, but we probably visited somewhere between 8 to 10 different lounges, including one of the top lounges in the world. And it was a phenomenal experience. We're going to have a full breakdown, which we're going to record and get released out within the next few weeks. So take a look out for that. Some really cool early stats. We spent a little over about $5,000 in total for our accommodations and flights. That is for two people, primarily business class. That's what we spent, but we got close to about $30,000 in actual value. And now one big thing to note with that cash spend, that's because a couple of places we stayed, we actually didn't even try to use points. We actually paid cash specifically. And you'll see the places we stayed were absolutely incredible. If you look, we've got the highlights on the Instagram for you to see. You can actually see some of the really, really amazing places. And we're going to talk all about the trip in a few weeks. But I wanted to get a quick hit out to you guys today, not to talk about our trip through Bali and Singapore, but more so to talk about some updates that I've saw come up. And just due to, honestly, poor internet where we were, I wanted to make sure I could do this recording where A, it would sound good, and B, we'd be able to upload it and get it out to you. So a few different things to update you on. If you have the Amex Platinum, personal platinum or business platinum card, just so you know, they've increased the credit that you get for Clear Plus from $189 to $199 to keep up with the increased cost of Clear. If you don't know what Clear is, you might have seen it when you go to the airports. There's the kiosks when you're going through either TSA pre-check or regular TSA, you'll see they have a big oval light around them. It says Clear. And that's an easy way to fast track. You basically get to skip the line even ahead of pre-check people. And that actually saved our butts on one of the early flights that we had. There was a line with probably around 100 to 200 people in there, and they didn't actually have us designated area for TSA pre-check for some reason, but they did have Clear. And literally there was no one there in Clear waiting in line. So Terry and I literally skipped the line of almost 200 people because of Clear. And basically the Amex Platinum and Business Platinum pays for it for you. So if you have those cards, just sign up for Clear. It automatically reimburse you for it. If you don't have those cards, that's one of the perks towards that annual fee that it's really high on those cards because they pay for this for you. It's an annual fee. And I found it to be very, very helpful many times. The next one is going to be the World of Hyatt Business Card credit card. That has a new offer that just was announced. So that's if you spend $5,000 on purchases. Again, this is their business card. $5,000 on purchases in the first 3 months for opening the account, you'll get 60,000 Hyatt points as a bonus. And if you spend $12,000 in the first 6 months, you'll get an additional $15,000. So that's about 75,000 Hyatt points that you can get through their business card. And a lot of people, just to get to the globalist level, they combine the Hyatt personal and the Hyatt business cards, which can be used in a strategy really to get to globalist a lot quicker. And also one thing to note with that 75,000 Hyatt points, depending on obviously where you're going to stay, can get you anywhere from probably 2 to 4 nights, depending on where you're staying, at some really cool Hyatt properties in different parts of the world. Obviously, some of the higher end, more like all inclusive secret resorts are going to take that's going to give you maybe 1.5 nights. But for a lot of other places, you can absolutely get 2 to 3 to 4 different nights, or even more, maybe even 5 for just 75,000 points. Another one I want to point out as well is the Capital One Venture Rewards card. I talked about this in the last quick hit that we did just about a month ago, right before the trip that we took. And for this one, this offer is going to be expiring soon. So if you haven't taken advantage, just keep this in mind. The Capital One Venture Rewards card basically is offering you pretty much $1,000 in free travel with just the $95 annual fee. So the way that it works is you get 75,000 bonus points or miles through Capital One after you spend $4,000 in the first 3 months. So that 75,000 bonus points on its own is worth about $750 in the barest minimum sense. Not talking about transferring to other airlines and hotels where you can extrapolate more value. Just if you do the simplest, easiest, just use my points for travel through their portal, you're going to get minimum $750 in that. And again, if you use points and miles skills, travel transferring points, you could easily, you should easily double that, if not, 5x it. The other 250 comes from a credit through the Capital One portal that's valid for your first cardholder year. So what that means is if you spend, get a hotel night, that's $250 for that night, and you book it through the Capital One portal, their travel portal, they'll credit you back that 250. So basically it ends up being a wash. So you get $750 worth of points and separately a $250 actual travel credit to use. So again, that's $1,000 value. If you haven't taken advantage of this, I would not miss out on this. This is a really great way to step into the Capital One's rewards world. And then the last one I've got for you before we wrap this one up is the Chase Inc. Business Preferred Credit Card is ending its, honestly, best ever 120,000 bonus point value in the next couple weeks. I think early September is when it's going to end, basically by the 4th of September, if they don't decide to pull the plug a little bit earlier. So on the points guy, they're actually calling this a slam dunk because if you'll get basically 120,000 points if you spend $8,000 in the first 3 months after opening the account. I know it's a higher spend, but keep in mind this is a business credit card, so that's why the business cards usually have a higher spend. But 120,000 points through Chase minimally is worth about $1,500 if you redeem it through Chase Travel. However, again, if you use travel points and miles skills, you transfer the points to different airlines or hotel programs, you can very easily turn 120,000 points into $3,000, $4,000 worth of value. And the fee for this card is only $95. So here you have it. There's two cards that I want to talk about today, both with very limited time sign-up bonus offers. Again, the link to our card offers are going to be in the show notes. But both of these cards, $95, one minimum $1,000 worth of travel for you for that $95, the other minimum of $1,500 worth of travel for you for that same $95. So take advantage of that. I'm going to wrap this one up here. I am tired, but thankfully well rested because we had a lot of lie flat seats. We got to, turn our chair or our plane seats in business class into beds. So we actually got a decent amount of sleep, but I still need to unpack and do all the things. So I'm going to wrap this quick hit up here and we'll catch you on the next episode. Take care, everybody.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.